The People's Podcast. What's up, y'all? This is DJ Busby.
And it's your boy, JKD.
And this is the People's Podcast here each and every Monday. You can find our social platforms and our Instagram. That's at the PPLS Podcast. And click the link in the bio. You can find everywhere that you could watch and listen to us.
Yep.
And remember, on the YouTube, that's the most important place we want you to find us and watch and listen to us, right?
Yep.
Want to big up Willard?
Yes, big him up.
First and foremost, before we big him up about last week,
mm-hmm.
want to big him up because today, as of the recording of this podcast, it is his actual birthday.
Yep.
So we got to say enough respect and happy birthday to Willard. 39 years old. That's wild.
He mad old.
He's an old man. Okay, why?
Willard's my brethren.
Big up Willard, though. It's funny how podcasts work.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you bring people on the podcast expecting a certain number of people that are going to tune in, mm-hmm. a certain amount of attention. But what I've found is it's typically more times than not like the underdog or the people that you're not expecting to have a large viewer base or a large viewer count after the fact.
Yeah.
It's the ones that get it.
Yeah.
And Willard's episode about relationships and the lessons he shared on 10 years of marriage
right.
is now our number one viewed show yeah. on our YouTube page.
That's big, man.
That's beating Kevin Crown. That's beating, pause. That's beating Jasmine Lee.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Right.
And he's just our Bridget. You know, we weren't expecting all of that.
Right.
We would just say, let's have a conversation how we always do.
True.
But look at how transformative that is.
Yeah.
Just a genuine conversation between friends and how we always talk anyway.
Right.
Transformed into our number one, currently number one viewed show.
Yeah.
So we want to thank you guys for listening. Let us know what we thought, what you thought about that episode down below in the mm-hmm. comments. What did you think about it?
It was really good, man. A lot of people messaged me saying like they didn't expect us, you know, being men to actually really open up and talk about, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And I remember one girl was just like, yeah, you guys open up. You guys were very vulnerable. And like, it was great to see us like really express our feelings and how we really truly felt in terms of, you know, relationship and just life, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's facts. And it's a good look just to show you guys that vulnerable side of us because we're not just machines, contrary to popular belief.
Right.
You know, we are like, to a lot of people, we're considered like literally a machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, can you play this for us? Hi.
Right.
Do you have these tickets? Where are the tsunami tickets?
Facts, yeah.
Good afternoon. Yeah. How are you doing? Yeah. You're doing okay? You know, and it's actually good to see a human aspect of us because that's what we are.
Yeah.
And we're people at the end of the day that deal with real life situations as you guys do as well.
Right.
But anyway, otherwise, you know, engagement in the comments was great. A lot of people commented.
Right.
I had to change up my look this week because somebody said I look like a drug dealer. So how are you gonna say I'm wearing drug dealer drip? Like what?
Looking like a top boy, innit?
Yeah. Literally. It was off Mall. Big up DJ Mall. He said, yeah, you look like a drug. That's the second time too, you know.
Yo, yeah?
It's that jacket I bought in New York, that red jacket.
See?
I just thought the jacket looked fly. It had the little trendy colors, you know? It's popping. I wore that. Remember the red jacket on my birthday?
Yeah,
I wore it on my birthday first time
coming out
looking fresh. The moment I went to the bar, Melissa at the bar.
Yeah,
Buzz, you look like a drug dealer right now. Wow. Okay, now this jacket's gotta go in the closet.
It's like that white.
Yeah, basically. But anyway, people, this is the People's Podcast, and we are back with another episode, so let's start this show.
Yes, sir.
Once again, you know, we like to talk about weekly topics and reoccurring topics that we feel are valuable to our community and stuff that we really need to start changing if we want to see more success within our community.
Right.
One of those talking points as we get things started, and normally we're going to start in this zone, is relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I titled the last episode with Willard relationships because I understand that that's what a lot of people have in common.
Right.
You know, wealth is a certain subject that certain groups of people could talk about amongst themselves.
Right.
Otherwise, you have to grow into those spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with health. Same thing with entertainment. But relationships, like we all have to deal with those.
Yeah. Things.
So relationships. I do understand last week, you know, I did play a lot of videos that were not showing the best of lights
right.
when it comes to women.
Right.
But
right.
at the end of the day, too, when it comes to popular media, like what you just said, mm-hmm. it's surprising to see men having this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
That aspect of things is never really or not often viewed or not often spotlighted.
Right, right, right.
So that, you know, this is our platform. Right. This is an opportunity for us to show that side of things because popular media constantly shows men in a negative connotation, right. a negative light.
Right.
You know? But yes, last week there was a few of those instances. I tried to make it rounded.
Right.
When I asked Willard, you know, what's the flip side of things?
Right.
And he did say cheating.
Right.
Now, I have an F-boy that I'm going to play a video.
Oh, gosh.
This guy right here is one of the most, you know, when people are arrogant for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, have you ever heard the term act your wage?
Yes. Yes.
This is one of those situations, but it's like act your like.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're a number from 1 to 10, act like you're a number 3. Goddammit. Stop walking around out here like you are number 11.
Right. Right.
Just relax yourself and be a humble youth.
Right.
But this guy is just all over social media, and I get it. He's doing clickbait stuff.
Right, right, right.
But the stuff that he's spreading is ridiculous.
Because, yeah.
I believe he has a co-host who's a Bayesian guy.
Yeah.
The Bayesian prince. The Bayesian prince.
That's what he goes by. Yes.
Who crowned him? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that title was stripped very fast. Within the quarantine, I'm sure you guys, it was later on in the quarantine, but I'm sure you guys saw
right.
there was a situation where there was these two guys, an Indian looking dude or
yeah, yeah.
that part of the world and this Bayesian prince
right.
having a conversation with a bunch of women and ended up saying that, yeah, I don't date black women.
Right.
Yeah. I don't date black girls. Black yeah. girls, they're just not my type.
Right.
Because yeah. of the way that they act. Ridiculous clickbait nonsense. But even if it was clickbait, like you saying that,
right,
completely out of pocket.
Right, right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
How did you feel about that when you heard that?
Especially at a time where, yo, like we're black women, we're seen to, like everybody was hating on black women, yeah. bro.
You know what I'm saying? And to hear a black man say that it was heartbreaking, bro. Yeah, these guys clearly are doing things for clout. You know what I'm saying? But it's the wrong kind of clout.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They're waste.
Very, very waste. And to be honest, like especially with you being, your mother is a black woman.
Yeah, right.
That's him too. Your mom is a black woman.
Exactly.
For you to say that alone is just like preposterous.
Right.
But for you hearing that with your mother being a black woman.
Right.
Your wife is a black woman. You have two black daughters.
Right.
It must have struck a chord with you. Yeah, like it hurt.
For sure, bro. For sure, because if you had stuck his mom in that situation, in that conversation, you yeah. think he would have said that?
Nope. Most likely not. Else he would Big Ma, you would have got two rats.
Slap, two cuff paw, you had.
You know what I mean? Fuck, Bayesian Prince.
Fuck, call Blemmer. You would have got one cuff.
But anyway, I say all that to say that's where these guys came from. The Fresh and Fit podcast. I don't really even want to shed too much light on who they are. But it's these two guys who are just right. parading around the internet saying whatever they want to say.
Right, right.
And I disagree with that. Now, there was a more popular media station. It sounded like they were from the UK.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know exactly which. I can't remember which radio station it was. But they called the Fresh and Fit podcast to do an interview.
Right.
Within this interview now, we have this moment, and again, this is a snippet of about a minute, which is a minute of a broader conversation.
Right.
But either way, what he said within this minute is BS.
Right.
So we're going to play this minute for you guys, this clip of what this individual that I'm talking about, who's a three, that needs to start acting like a three,
right,
said on this podcast.
Women are not the same. Women like attention. Men want sex. So my thing is, a man is capable of having sex with other women while still loving his girl the same.
You're actually saying that in a relationship, it's okay for men to go and explore other options, but we have to be happy with you and not explore options.
Absolutely. Closed on your end, open on my end, and I think it should be honest between the two.
Why? Why would anyone agree to that?
You can't just get throwing that thing around. I spoke to Dan Balsarian. Yeah, I'm sick of you asking to finish your long, boring answers that are the same answer every time we ask you a question. Even Dan Balsarian last week told me to my face, so fucking what, clown? Here you are on the show. I can turn you off as well. Just turn these clowns off. See you, fellas. Grow up. Ring us back when you're 30 and you've got half a brain. You're not running around being led by your own dicks. Bye-bye. See you later. Turn them off.
Go on, Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say to you. Santa upset.
Bye. Go on, Santa. Deal with the matters. Santa dealt with that, you. So what do you think about after? What do you think about this?
No,
situation,
man, those guys needed to get put in their place, bro. Seriously.
Facts.
Well, let me finish, bro. No, bro. Ain't like what you're saying is nonsense. Yeah. Absolutely nonsense. So, nah, man. He dealt with the proper still.
He dealt with it proper. One thing.
I've had this conversation recently, and something about what I'm going to say is very factual. If you sit down and actually think about the fundamentals of a relationship.
Okay.
A relationship can be viewed to a certain extent as a business partnership. Okay? Money is a heavy aspect of relationships.
Yes.
Working together to build something.
Yes.
A lot of those key fundamentals are just like a business relationship.
Right?
You tell me.
What business relationship out there that is fair will allow you, one party, to parade around and do whatever they want? But the other one has to sit and act accordingly.
Absolutely none.
I could absolutely go and do none. ABCD, go and contract all these people, take all of these profits, but you have to sit there and shut up.
Right.
So when we relate it to relationships, like, what are you really trying to say?
Right.
One party is capable because they are male.
Right.
Every single person in this world is built differently.
Yeah.
You can't tell me because somebody has a Johnson that all of a sudden they are an individual are able just to separate sex from emotion.
Yeah.
That's BS.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe if that works for him, cool. But don't go around parading that.
To be honest, I don't even think it works for him, bro.
It probably doesn't.
I think, like that girl said,
pumped in the first place.
Like that girl said to you, yo, like who hurt him? Because I'm asking that question, like, who really hurt him? Because the way how he's talking, bro, is not factual, bro. It's not real life. Like, you're living in a fantasy right now.
And the fact that he's talking with such authority on it, it's just, like, mind-blowing how people could be so, like...
Yeah.
He feels like he's right.
Yeah.
And it's people like that, like, I don't know about you. Would you even be willing to have a conversation with this person?
I mean, yeah, why not? You get what I'm saying? Because I would like to hit. I would like him to see my point of view on certain things.
Okay.
And I feel like he hasn't gone through certain things as a man yet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I feel like he's just saying things out of his ass and not experienced things, what other men have gone through in terms of relationships with women.
Yeah.
I think he just feels like he's like an alpha dog and he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And whatever he said goes, and you know. You can tell he treats women like dirt, bro.
Yeah.
You can tell he treats women like ass.
So that, like, to me, personally, I don't feel like a conversation with somebody like that is warranted, especially the way he was talking.
Yeah.
Because he's so strong-minded on his opinion.
Right.
And the way that he was speaking is like he's not even open to hearing another aspect of things.
True.
I understand there was a lot of conflict there, so there was a lot of dismissive behavior where we couldn't even get to see.
True.
A difference of opinions being exercised.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the way he's speaking, clearly he was hurt. If I was to have a conversation with him, it wouldn't even be about what he's saying. It would be just like, did you not have a mom growing up?
Or
was that aspect of your life? Like, did your mom beat you?
Right.
Honestly, not even joking. I would want to know those things.
Right.
Because I honestly feel like that's something that would be.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A reason for why he's saying the things that he's saying.
Right.
But like, Even to the extent of what he initially said that I explained earlier in the quarantine about they don't date black girls. Mm. the amount of attention that they got and the ability to now be called in for several different podcasts is ridiculous.
Have you heard the term like good bad publicity is still good publicity?
Any promotion is good promotion.
Exactly, bro.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, that's the world we live in, bro. That's the world we live in.
Yeah, in fact, I don't have to agree with that. It just is what it is.
Exactly.
But it's painful to see that, man, and especially the fact that his co-host is a black man.
Right.
Not even like, you know, a mixed light skin youth that he's like a judgment.
Dark, he's dark skin. No, but he's a dark skinned guy.
Yeah. And this guy, I don't know, it hurt to see that.
Yeah.
You know, and I especially could feel it for women that saw that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That, you know, regardless of whatever they're saying, it's BS.
Right.
You are subjecting an entire group of people to a narrative just because of the color of their skin.
Yeah. No.
If there's 2 million black women, every single one of them is the same because you dated a couple that pissed you off.
Right.
If I was like them, bro, I would be dating a Casper Ting as we speak.
But I'm not. Yeah, because I'm telling you. Because I've been through my fair share. Right. I've been through a lot, but I've been through my fair share.
Right. Right.
But I understand, like my mom. Mm-hmm. You know right? My mom is half black.
Right.
But my dad is black.
Right.
My sister, just like me. Yeah. You know, my niece. All of that combined is like I have these, my grandma, except my aunties. All of that just plays a part into what I see as ideal black women.
Right.
And ideal women in general.
Yeah.
You know, if we start to divert outside of this culture, the reality is, bro, they're not as strong.
Nope.
Like some, and again, I wouldn't say they, because I don't want to be like these guys.
Right, right.
Not all of them are, from what I've seen, they're not as strong.
Right.
You know, black women are some of the strongest women.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And sometimes we need that.
Right.
We could be set in our own ways and need to be set in a good path.
Right.
Because that person is able to guide us.
Yeah.
You know how they say it with a chessboard? Kings can move certain ways, but with the queen, you could dominate.
Right.
Right. And that's a fact.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it was a painful thing to see these guys saying this. And especially like, this is why a big part of why I messaged you about changing from pre-prelime to the People's Podcast. Because we have a responsibility behind these microphones.
Absolutely.
As much as we're not on some big platform like Revolt or Black Effect Podcast or whatever the case is, we have a responsibility.
Yep.
Just because we're promoting what we are saying to a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
So it has to be. We still come here and talk our foolishness, but we can't go to that extent.
Right.
You know? So it's rough. I'm sad to see that this guy is so hurt in his past experiences that he's out there spewing this because it's getting posted worldwide.
You know what? It's funny because like I'm happy to see that a man is calling him out on his shit. Mm-hmm.
Like, we see the woman, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, women are always going to call men out on their shit, but I'm happy to see that a man actually stepped up and didn't call them out. Because he needs to hear it, bro, from a next man, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, big up saying
that. Yeah, you have to watch the YouTube to know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, guys, all of you on SoundCloud, go and subscribe to YouTube. Hit subscribe and watch the podcast as well as listen to it if you can.
You probably have two cookies and drink a cup of milk after, too.
Who, this guy?
Yeah.
St. Nick. Now Santa did it up, bro. he did a great job putting him in his place.
Facts.
And not many people have that kind of ability to do so.
Right.
It could have even gotten more heated.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then it could have, but again, it was virtual. Who knows if that energy would have been there in person.
Right.
But they deserved it. Right. He deserved it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can. And let's go back into it because we're talking a lot about his hurt and why what he's saying, but let's dive into what he's saying.
Right.
So he's saying that men are incapable of separating, or men are capable of separating sex and emotion,
right?
Whereas women, emotion is always going to be involved.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I think that's a lie, bro. I don't agree with that to a extent. Like, some men, some women, like, you know.
Yeah.
But majority of the men, bro, no, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, always say, yo, like, there's one point at a time in your life where a man's gonna cry over a woman. It always happens.
Yeah.
It always happens. Your first breakup, you cried over a girl. You cried over your girl, right? Because you broke up with her. Like, we're human. We're human.
Yeah.
We're not men, just, you know?
Facts.
When we break up with a girl, like, we want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Go out and do our own thing. Nah, bro. Like, we have feelings too. We have emotions. Yeah. We go through it just like females, bro.
And imagine too that with what you're saying, a lot of times when men step out is because they were initially hurt that much.
Right, right.
Or there was a lot of issues upon growing up.
Right, right.
That led to that behavior. But a lot, 9 times out of 10, like, I've even almost been there.
Right.
To be honest, like, you know, I've kept on the straight and narrow in that regard.
Yeah.
To a large extent.
Yeah.
But I almost got to that point where I'm like, what the hell's the point?
Right.
Let me just go. All these guys are doing it.
Right.
Women who I speak to are doing it.
Right.
So why not?
Right.
But I've had to have that sense of composure, and me too, it's a different situation because I'm also who I am. Right. Like, I'm not just an average guy out here.
Right.
I have an audience. I have a following.
Right.
And I've had this conversation multiple times recently.
Yeah.
You would be very surprised how much of these DJs I know about. I know how they do this.
I know this one. So I'm like, why do I know this guy's size?
Right.
Why?
Wait, what kind of size are you talking about?
Why? Whatever you're thinking.
Exactly. No, I'm telling you.
No.
Because women talk.
Right. No, I get it.
That's information that was unfortunately volunteered to me. But the fact that I have sat here and seen and heard that, why would I want my business on the road like that? Next thing I know, Buzz is doing this with this one and this and this one. Then I find the woman of my dreams.
Right, and then mash up.
So I am capable of thinking without my penis.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like, men were hurt.
Right.
And that's what led them to do what they do and feel that sort of, like, emotionless drive.
Right.
You know, so... I can't remember I saw it on an interview one time. Somebody was talking about, because women take it internally, it is different than a man giving it externally.
Okay.
I'm just like, what fool is, the way that people are trying to deduce this is beyond me. I don't get it. And I'm a mute who had said it, but you know who said it?
Who? You know, I find that funny because men are actually talking on this.
Yeah.
I find it's more men than women actually talking on this. Like, really?
Yeah. But women will be the quickest to say, like, no, we are just as capable of detaching emotion from it.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, to each their own.
But yeah.
To me, more aspects play into it than just that. Right. That particular situation.
Right.
But I feel like everybody in this world is different. And especially now that we're diving into, like, pronouns. Like, okay, let me just... let me...
Yeah.
Who are you now, JKD?
No, I slowed down. You impressed guys. I slowed down.
All right, let me retrace my steps. This world is a crazy place.
Yes.
And everybody has a different way they were brought up, different ways they deal with things. And you can't just ballpark an entire gender to, you know, a narrative.
Right.
Some guys could be more emotion or have more emotion when it comes to sex as women.
Yep.
And vice versa. It depends on the individual.
Right.
So I think it goes back to what we were saying last week. Like, offer an adult, which is what we are.
Yeah.
From the time you're 18 and up, offer that person an option.
Right.
I only want this.
Right.
Are you down?
Right.
Yes or no?
Right.
It's very simple.
Right.
But what the problem now lies is where either people in a relationship, men in a relationship, or men that are single that lie and say they want a relationship just for that particular part.
Right.
You know, when those lines start to be crossed, that's when it becomes an issue.
Yeah.
That's when hearts start to be broken. And now you're just developing a systematic cycle that's going to break the heart of somebody that doesn't deserve it.
Right.
It happened to me. Yeah. I went into dating fresh. Like, I didn't know nothing about nothing.
Right.
But because who I went into dating with at the time when I was a lot younger has already been heartbroken, has already gone and done her her whatever she needed to do to get over that.
Right.
I went into that relationship like, holy crap. Right. Like, I don't even know how to handle that sort of information.
Right.
And that affected me. So I know what that feels like. And it doesn't make sense doing that to women, man. Doing that to men even.
Right.
But a lot of people are doing that. And that's why women are able, sadly enough, to separate sex from emotion.
Right.
Because they pour themselves fully into a man or onto a man. But they do that and then a man breaks their heart. Yep. Now you have you know, problems on the road, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So
right.
It's unfortunate. This guy really needs to come down from day. And I really don't want to see him in any more viral videos. So
right.
Yeah, that was a relationship.
Same
segment.
with the other you too. The Bajan, the proclaim Bajan,
Bajan shite home. Bajan with you. But yeah, that was a relationship segment. Hopefully, you know, that was a well-rounded conversation.
Yeah, man.
That we like to try to have, you know, when it comes to these topics.
Right.
Up next, wealth.
Yes, sir.
Now, wealth is a broad topic that, you know, we could all speak on. But again, this is one that I say that as much as wealth plays a part in all of our lives, there's various degrees to wealth.
Right.
You know, and in this particular instance, we're going to talk about age and wealth.
Right.
So we'll play the clip for you and we'll dive a little bit more onto the subject.
The biggest mistake entrepreneurs make is they want things to happen too soon. So I think the biggest thing I would tell you is use your advantages. So you don't have experience, but you have time. Put yourself in a position where you're learning and leveraging now, not cashing in. You don't need the money yet. You don't need the fame yet. You know, build the foundational pieces that will make you successful. Be patient, spend time around people that have been successful. You can commit to 7 years of just learning and still be young as
Love that.
Yeah, man.
Love that. And it gives a different perspective on wealth.
Yeah.
You know? They always, what do they always say? Money is time, right?
Yep.
And if that's the case, the younger you are, the more wealthy you are.
Right.
You have bare time at your disposal.
Right.
They say, like, you know, you could really, you don't even have to start whatever it is you're good at or are doing until about even like 50, 60 years old, bro.
It's facts though, bro. Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy to think about, but like some people don't pop until they're 50, 60.
Right.
And at that stage, you could have had the youth with you, like, you know, yourself being a younger person and enjoyed that as a youth.
Right.
But at the same time, there's reasons for everything.
Right.
You could have pissed away all that money when you were a youth if you had got it at that time.
Right.
So what do you think about what you just heard?
No, it's good. Again, like age really has no...
There's no limit when it comes to age. You know what I'm saying? Yes. No. You know, like... In your younger age, yes, you focus on time and focus on building knowledge and understanding what you want to do in your life. Great. But when you get to 30 and you feel like, you know, nothing's happening, keep going. You know what I'm saying? Keep going. Like, look at prime examples that I look at. Oprah and what's next to you? Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Yo, Tyler Perry didn't start, but like he was working, but nobody really knew who he was.
Yep.
You know, until his play got picked up. And how old was he back then? Early 40s? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, probably.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Now the guy is like one of the richest guys in the world.
Yeah.
Especially in the TV and film industry.
Yeah.
Man built an airport on his house.
Age has no, like, there's no limit. So. Yeah. Like, just continue the grind. Like, even myself, bro, I'm finding myself. Like, I started off my business, like, maybe around early 20s, but I didn't really take it serious till 25.
Yeah.
And I'm now seeing the fruits of my labor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 33. I'm now seeing it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, and that's just me consistently learning and understanding, you know, my craft. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of opportunities internationally.
Got some in London, got some like Japan.
Mm.
And that's because me continuing to build my brand, build my worth ethic, and then look where it is now.
Exactly.
And it's not like, I'm not saying like it's fully there yet.
Yeah, you haven't reached your capacity.
But it's got to get there.
Yeah.
Same with this podcast.
Yep. That's a fact. And when you look at it too, like, you have, as you said, you first of all started with the idea
of you wanting to even do a business. That was the first step.
Right.
But once you position your mind to think a certain way, eventually the universe has its way of just throwing things at you. Regardless.
Yeah.
So had your mind not have been in the position to say, okay, I have this business and I want to go down this road.
Right.
Whether or not the universe threw those things at you is the question of, are you willing, are you ready to accept it?
Right.
And if you weren't in a business mindset, you probably wouldn't have accepted certain things that came your way.
Right.
Because your mind wasn't in that position to accept that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A conversation I've had many times recently was the fact that, you know, networking is one thing, grinding and doing hard work is another thing, but a very important thing is having your situation in order. Because you never know when you're going to get that lucky moment.
Right.
That could happen for you literally when this podcast is off.
Right.
You check your DM, all of a sudden, goddamn, who knows?
Disney wants you to design for them.
Right, right.
But if you weren't ready for that, even if you did accept it, you would just fumble the ball.
Right, right.
But to me, it's having your stuff together.
Right.
And the only way to do that is spend time on your stuff.
Yeah.
And spend time. Like, words matter.
Right.
If you're spending time on something, that's you spending your most valuable commodity on that.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to wealth, the younger you are, honestly, as much as somebody older than you may have more money than you,
right,
you're a lot more wealthy.
Right.
Especially in today's day and age. Like, absolutely. There's really no excuses.
Yeah.
We've talked about it time and time again. We're on episode, 10?
Yeah.
And we've talked about it time and time again. You have the time. Focus on your craft.
Right.
And time is money and et cetera.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? So just keep those things in mind. My thing is just having your stuff in order, and it's happened to me already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Opportunities have come my way, but because I was on my own and just grinding and doing what I had to do, I was prepared for those moments and I was able to shine and flourish within those spaces of time that I was lucky enough to receive.
Right.
It's important, y'all.
And another thing too, to add to that, a lot of things too, like you actually gotta put in the work. You know what I'm saying?
Take this time to learn and do all that stuff, but actually take this time to put in the work as well.
Yeah.
Reason why I say that, because when you get those opportunities, they're going to look beyond what you can provide. Meaning, they're going to look how your work ethic is, how you handle situations if situations arise. Like, you know those questions that they ask you when you go to job interviews? Like, how do you handle this situation? That all plays a part, bro. That all plays a part.
You know, just I know it's a rough thing to think about too. Like, I've had a hard time constantly seeing like death, seeing people dying at a young age, seeing people our age dying when it's like we don't need to be passing away.
Right.
But it brings you back to the reality that time is precious. As much as you think that you have the abundance of time, you never know what could happen. Right. So that too plays a part in it.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes to the world as a whole and the totality of everything going on, something that struck me was when Kobe passed away.
Yeah.
And I was going to Vegas at the time, like I think a couple months after that. And it was going to be, one of them was going to be a helicopter tour over the Grand Canyon.
Right.
So Kobe passed away.
Right.
I'm just there like, I don't know if I want to go on a helicopter right now.
Right.
But somebody from work looked at me like, you realize that getting in your car and driving to work is more of a risk than getting in a helicopter.
Right, right.
Just because Kobe died from that one scenario does not mean all helicopters now are prone to getting in an accident.
Yeah.
And that put it into perspective as well.
Yeah.
As much as situations happen that are close to home, like maybe a friend has passed away, that's around your age and you're feeling that sort of like way too early midlife crisis.
Right.
There's no need to feel like that. It's a very isolated situation more times than not where somebody passes away young.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so just utilize the time that you have, own your craft, keep working, keep knocking on doors.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter how many doors you knock on if you're not prepared.
Right, right.
You know, and the last thing you want, like, you wouldn't want to get a call from Disney.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to design properly.
Right. Right.
What's that's like
But yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So 20 to 30 year old, just keep grinding. It's a very important thing to keep in mind.
Yeah. I called that by
always Harris too, is like, yo, don't ask God for certain things if you cannot handle it, if you cannot bear it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Don't ask for this door to be open if you're not ready for it. So
yeah,
you got to be prepared.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And another one in line with that I saw today was God will purposely shut the door on your face.
Yep.
If it's not the right room for you.
Yep.
As much as you try your best to open it, he'll shut the door on your face.
Yep. Yep.
You know? So all of these things are important to keep in mind. Time is a valuable commodity that, especially, you know, a lot of people in our audience are of that age, 20 to 30,
right?
Mainly like around the 30s that we are. We're both 32.
Yeah.
So guys, like, you know, time is your asset right now.
Yeah.
Time is money. Time is wealth. Yep. And that will put a button on the wealth segment of the show.
Right.
Now, as we're halfway through, just want to remind you guys to make sure and hit the subscribe, follow button, whatever platform you're listening to us on. If you go to us over on the YouTube page, on the Instagram page, that is at the People's, PPLS, at the People's Podcast. Just click the link in the bio, and you could find everywhere that we upload our show to. Yep. Listen on your favorite platform, but we encourage you to listen on the YouTube because we do stuff like this. Right up here, guys. Right up here. We're giving away another free Amazon. You such a leave the people's card alone. Leave the people's gift card alone. This is what I'm trying to take. What's wrong with you? This guy. Yeah. First of all, whoever won it last week, congratulations.
Did anybody win it?
I don't know. Whoever did.
Okay.
Post it or something, like, let us know.
Facts, yeah.
Message us, tell us you won the gift card.
Right.
If you don't know what we're talking about, at this point in the show, we post a little gift from the People's Podcast, a little gift card on Amazon. You can buy whatever the hell you want.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So whoever won it last week, let us know who you are. Post,
right.
You know, tag us at the People's Podcast. But this week, the code is right here. All you have to do is watch the show. And we're not going to do it halfway through every show.
Right.
So that y'all go and scroll through. You know what I'm saying? We're going to mix it up after this. Right. But in the meantime, this is for the lucky second person to win that gift card. So just type in the code in Amazon in the gift card section and claim your prize.
Nice, man.
Last but not least, we're still looking for some help on the People's Podcast. If you think you could add any sort of value to what we're doing, why your ways? I'm tired of this guy. Okay, all right. Okay, sorry. I know exactly why you're laughing too. Your ways. What?
It's one of those days, man.
I just say that to you, though.
What is that? Yeah. Oh God. No comment. If you feel like you could help out our operation in any capacity and you would like to intern with us, you would like to assist with a helping hand, if you know somebody that's willing to sponsor a platform like this that's targeting a Caribbean audience in one of the most popular cities in the world, it might be a good idea to connect the dots on that.
Yes.
We're looking for sponsorship. So if you yourself have a business and would like to sponsor us in any capacity, we would appreciate that. The money's going to good places. And as I said, we're doing this platform for the betterment of our overall community.
Absolutely.
The Black community. We are also looking for hotel, anybody that works in the hotel.
Anybody who works in the hotel and what do you call it? Airlines.
Airlines, yeah. Yes. Because, we're doing a lot of stuff that requires international attention, and we could use a discount.
Yes, absolutely.
let's be very transparent with that.
Yeah.
But it helps. Again, all of this helps the operation, and if you don't want to go out of pocket hand us any money like that, these certain things that you could do just for free
absolutely
would be of great assistance to us. So we would appreciate that. Anyway, back to the show.
Yep.
So we went through relationships. We went through wealth.
Yep.
Now the next one is health.
Yes, sir.
This one in particular, I definitely got to get myself on. Mm-hmm. I was talking about last week when I did the Easter long weekend, 4 days in a row, event after event after event, and pooped myself out. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't handle it. Need to get back to a certain place where I get energy.
Right.
One issue with me is it kind of goes with anything. I don't like starting a project unless I could finish it.
And I know to an extent it sounds like an excuse, but it's something that I personally am battling with.
There's so many projects like you, for instance, have told me about projects that I've been doing that you're like, bro, you need to be doing this.
Yeah.
But because I can't wrap my head around the fact that I want to do it as perfectly as possible to my vision in my head, I don't even do it. I get it started. That's multiple projects. I'm not even talking about weight loss.
So
this particular video was something I saw that struck a chord with me because I was like, yo, this is what this guy is saying in this video.
Right.
Is facts. So we're going to run the clip, and this is the health segment of the People's Podcast.
How did you do it? How did I do it? What did you eat? Where do I start? You just f***ing start. It's hard. It's f***ing hard. It's a marathon. It's a lifestyle change. But everything's hard. Feeling like it is hard. Looking like it is hard. So pick your hard. Understand that it's never going to be perfect. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be failures. And the only way to succeed is every time you fall, you get back up and grind again.
Facts.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that you and I have spoke about, it's funny to me, but it's a real thing.
Is it funny to you?
Because we both, let's be real, we both overweight.
Yeah.
But the problem is we still good looking. So it's like, there's no urgency. Okay, relax yourself, my youth.
There's no urgency. You know, some people get big and then it's like they're a completely different person. You're not even trying paper bag.
You see how I connected that?
but yes, I get
there's
it.
There's no urgency to do that shit.
Yeah.
But when the reality is, it's not about that.
No.
It's about health.
Right.
And the fact is, like, what he's saying is correct. Like, I do sometimes look at myself like, I could look way better.
Yeah.
I could feel way better. Yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah.
There's most times I'm sluggish, like I'm tired, and it's because I'm trying to juggle everything that life is throwing at me.
True.
And then still like try to operate, and that doesn't work.
Yeah.
I get tired as hell most times.
Yeah.
I have not napped like I do.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
I haven't done that before like that.
Right.
And I need to nap because I can't, like, I don't have the energy to keep going.
Right.
Yeah. So that's something where like I need to start, and I'm going to set myself to a standard where like I'm going to report in next week.
Okay.
If I haven't done at least one thing
right
regarding getting in that direction,
yeah,
I'm going to have to pave to myself.
Right. Right.
After watching that, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it all starts with your mindset. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's like what I like, what he says, just start.
Yeah.
Like you don't need
to have certain things in line for you to start. Just start. Like see where it goes from there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If the eating is the problem, okay, well, focus on the eating first. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't have the energy to go to the gym. Start small. Focus on the eating. If you're eating late at night, try to cut that out. Like start small. That way you can prepare your mind for the bigger things. That's how I see it. You know what I'm saying? And if you fall, you get back up. Nobody's there to judge you. You're doing this for yourself. You're not doing it for nobody else.
And that's one thing I struggle too with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like I was struggling because I was doing it for other people. But I need to do it for myself.
Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to change.
As I mentioned before on this podcast, I've done it a couple times where it's just been for me.
Yeah.
And my health and when whatnot. But the
problem is that before I wasn't really doing it for people per se.
Right.
I was literally doing it for carnival.
Right.
Because I know that road is going to be a long trek, and I need the energy to get through it.
Right.
I don't want to be stuck at the side of the road holding my leg. Like,
right.
We can't do this. And you know, the reality is this is the ball. This is the ball court that I'm putting myself in.
Soon enough,
you're going to see me on like almost every carnival, if not every carnival. And I have to do this religiously, week after week. Every carnival is parties every day and a parade. I need that.
Getting started is very important, it's something I struggle with.
And it's not just weight loss, it's, as I said, just being that perfectionist, so to speak.
And until feeling like, if I were to start, as you guys could see too on YouTube,
if you're on SoundCloud or whatever else, go over on the YouTube and you could see that we have a bit of a different look here. Let us know what you guys think about the look. It's still in development, but for the most part, like for me, if I was to start this and I only knew I could put up four of these things on the wall, I wouldn't even start it. I want to know that I could finish the walls so that I'm good to go. And that to me is the issue. You know what I'm saying? For me, at least, that's how I am. But getting started is important. Exercising is something that's a definite now. And again, I'm putting myself in that, I'm holding myself accountable for next week.
Okay, so let me ask you this question then. How much energy does it take for you to come downstairs and say if you want to play music and just turn on your equipment?
To be honest, if I'm not DJing like outside parties,
even that, like you have the energy to go DJ a party, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're getting booked.
Yeah.
That's the same kind of mindset that we have towards our health.
Facts.
And my Tasha always tells me this all the time. She's like, yo, you have an energy to go out and party? You have an energy to work out?
Yeah, facts.
And honestly, it doesn't take much time, bro.
It's like an hour a day. Yeah. I tell myself that too. Like every day, just try it for an hour.
And eating is a problem as well.
Yes, yeah.
All of that, it has to change.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that was a whole segment. Getting started is the key. Just like we said earlier, when it comes to businesses, the idea is a starting point.
Right.
Putting your mind in a certain direction is a starting point. Same applies here.
Right.
Last but not least,
and as we close the show, entertainment.
Yes.
I've watched a lot of different stuff this week, so I didn't really pinpoint anything in particular. Did you watch anything that you would like to highlight?
I don't know if you call it entertainment, but I did see some reels on social media in terms of, you know, the black colleges, the group, they sell black apparel, black college apparel.
Support black colleges?
Yeah, so they were on the EYL, and they were talking about different, how they got
their product in different celebrities' hands.
The first influence we ever got was Teyana Taylor. I went into the club, Howard Theater, and I had a book bag full of merchandise. And this was early on. I didn't have no systems in place, really. And I just wanted to get her some merch because I understood who she was and her value. And so I literally stood outside of the VIP section for about 4 or 5 hours in the club. They turning up. I'm chilling, just looking like a weirdo. And so I was standing outside of VIP and this lady was like, oh, are you good? Like, what's up with you? Like, you know, you've been here the whole night. What's up? And so, yeah, I'm like, I'm good.
What's in the bag, son?
I just wanted to meet Teyana Taylor and give her some merchandise. Like, I really appreciate who she is. And we talking about 30, 40 minutes. She like, oh, come in the VIP. So she let me in. It was her. Karen Civil was in there and a player, Jack McClinton, he played for Miami. But I started building connections in there and just talking to people. It turns out that the lady I was talking to was Teyana Taylor's mom. I was also her manager. At the end of the night, I was able to give her some stuff. She like, let's take a picture. We took a picture. That picture ended up going on social and it started going crazy. 2 weeks later, she posted on her page. It was a full fit, like a full sweatsuit. She posted on her page and we made like $20,000 when she posted it.
So what do you take from that?
I think being at the right place at the right time can potentially help a business.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm not gonna lie, like some influencers do help a business, especially in our community. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Most of our people are in the entertainment space. So why not utilize them? You get what I'm saying?
Right. So with that aspect,
what was the first one you said?
Being in the right place at the right time. Yeah.
What I really appreciated from that interview was what Troy said.
Okay.
So if you don't know about EYL, this is on Earn Your Leisure. You can just type them in on YouTube and they have hundreds of episodes of content that are just business related and financial literacy related.
In this particular one that you're talking about, Troy, the guy with the beard,
he said something that was profound to me. He's like, to him, it's not about being in the right place at the right time. It's about being in the right place all the time.
Okay.
So being everywhere you can, as many times as you can.
And then it's just a numbers game at that point.
True. Instead of just selecting a certain place because you feel like that will. Because within that same interview that you that you're highlighting here, they also mentioned the scenario, I think it was Meg Thee Stallion or something.
And the same guy was waiting outside of her dressing room for five hours.
And somebody came out of the dressing room and he asked them because they were looking at him like, what are you standing here for?
And he was like,
is Megan there? Like, I just wanted to give her some merch.
And she said, no, she's not here yet.
So she eventually got there, went on stage to perform, and after her performance, just literally left.
And he ended up leaving all of the merch in that dressing room
for the whole team. So it must have been like hundreds of dollars of merch, or thousands of dollars that he left for everybody. Nobody even touched that.
So again, like him thinking this is the perfect opportunity.
She went to a black college, so she loved this.
It didn't even end up working out.
So instead of putting all your eggs in one basket and thinking I need to go here and I will get this, just keep knocking, keep working.
That episode too was amazing because of what you said.
They waited and realized that they couldn't get to who they wanted to get to directly.
But ended up going around.
And people within the circle and talking and end up getting to who they needed to get to.
A lot of times you're not going to be able to get directly to a celebrity.
Nine times out of ten, you cannot DM a celebrity and ask them for anything and expect a response. You have to go through somebody else. And this situation was lucky for them because it ended up being her mom. Getting in good with the mom is the daughter, basically. But that's a key thing to keep in mind. You don't go directly to who you want to get to. You go around within the circle. One thing that's important to note, too, is treat people with respect. But I would alter that cliche term and say treat people who deserve it with respect. Whether or not they're in that circle, some people deserve a little cussing. And if like that's the type of energy in your circle, do I even want to be in association with you guys? So keep that in mind. Not everybody deserves your respect. You have to earn that. Right? But just those are key things that when it comes to, you know, life, getting these experiences is dealing with people in the circle. You can't get to JKD, message Buzz. Buzz might be more accessible. You can't get to Buzz, message JKD. But at the same time, understand that this situation was talking about value and providing value. He didn't just go and ask, Tiana, can you buy one of my... You give the entire team something. So what is he doing? Providing value to these people. And once they receive the merchandise, it's free. They're obviously going to take it. And then look at it like, oh, shoot, this is actually pretty cool. I might actually wear this. You're off to the races now. She wears it on a post. Next thing you know, she tags it just because she loves you that much. You're a millionaire now. And again... That was them working on their merchandise, making sure the printer was good, the quality was good. Because if they gave her some rinky-dink shirt, she probably wasn't wearing that. So it reinforces that point we discussed earlier, working on your own and then knock and then provide value and then see what relationships can transpire from that. But none of that's going to happen if you don't follow those fundamentals. That was a great episode. I watched the... Did you watch the full thing?
No, I didn't. Just saw the reels.
I ended up watching the full thing. The overall podcast was a couple of young guys just showing how they developed a merchandise empire, so to speak. Talking about they want to become public and raise them, or like end up making $1 billion. They want to be $1 billion company. So, you know, kudos to them because they're really on a good trajectory to do so. And they really pinpointed on the influencer aspect. It was interesting with them too, because they started off as nightclub promoters.
Oh yeah, okay.
And they said so. Like all of these things are reminiscent when it comes to us,
right?
Because we are in that field as well,
right?
But they said they started off as nightclub promoters, but one thing that they did was take the keys and knowledge that they learned from the nightclub space,
right?
And literally just applied it to the
to
merchandise,
right?
And it ended up just taking off. But the key thing that they found was influencing
right.
and influencers.
Right.
So, you know, whatever you guys are trying to do, that's a very valuable commodity these days.
Right.
There's a reason that a lot of these, like, sexy women or, like, people with a lot of followers on Instagram, sexy people in general, are being paid.
Right. Right.
Full-blown, like, more than salary worth of money.
Right.
Some people are being paid millions of dollars just to post a product.
Yep.
It's crazy to think about that.
Yeah.
You imagine you just have an Instagram, and because you're good looking, you're getting a bare followers, but some lipstick company, or as a man, some shaving company.
Right.
So, yo, JKD, we want to sponsor you.
Right.
And now you're making more money than you could have imagined just because. That's what I'm saying about these days. There's really no excuse.
Right.
True. I ain't saying everybody's, you know, Idris.
Yeah.
Or not everybody's Rihanna that can do this.
Right.
But there's ways to crack into the, you know,
yeah.
the aspect of wealth with these platforms.
Right.
What else did they discuss? Merchandise in general, they were just talking about how they went about selling it, the sort of avenues that they went through in terms of getting retailers, getting the best price possible,
fumbling the ball a lot, and learning from those mistakes.
Right.
I don't know if it was this particular interview, but they were discussing about Jim Jones. And they were saying, we asked Jim Jones, like, do you have any mentors or have you ever had a mentor in this space?
Right.
And Jim Jones just straight up said, my mentor is my mistakes.
Mm.
I was like, yo, that's huge. That's facts. As I've said before, you sometimes have to touch the stove to know it's
hot.
And experiences beats like verbal teachings any day of the week.
Right.
Once you actually feel the repercussions of like a lesson,
you know. Yeah.
That will set you straight.
True.
You can tell somebody as much as you want, like, don't do this, don't do that.
Right.
But until you feel what it is to deal with the repercussions of that.
Right.
So those are big things, man.
Okay.
That's what I was going to bring to the table as well, EYL in general.
Right.
Just type in Earn Your Leisure on YouTube, guys. You'll thank me later.
Yeah.
And furthermore, they have a platform. It's not on Earn Your Leisure.
Okay.
But it's on Revolt.
Okay.
So they have an actual televised show called Assets Over Liabilities.
Okay, nice.
And that's on Revolt's YouTube page. So it's called Revolt. Just type that in YouTube and Assets Over Liabilities.
Okay.
And it's the same Earn Your Leisure guys doing interviews with a lot of celebrities.
Right.
They've interviewed Rick Ross, Dame Dash, Angela Yee, like profound people.
Right.
Fat Joe. So the lessons that you learn from them, the Steve Harvey that we talked about before, lessons that you learn from them, you know, are extremely valuable because you don't have to necessarily touch the stove to know it's hot.
Right, right.
If this billionaire, millionaire, zillionaire is telling you, these are the things that happened to me, don't do this, it's probably a good idea to listen to that person and not have to go down that road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Last thing I'll talk about in regards to that, teaching what has happened to you is also a lane that you could go down when it comes to making money.
Right. Yeah.
Like you, for instance, you've been doing graphic design for how long?
Long time, I'll say.
Rough ballpark. 15 years. So I guarantee, I'm not asking, I'm telling you, you probably made every mistake there has to make.
Absolutely.
When it comes to graphics.
No? Absolutely.
And not just like the logistics of graphic design, business,
everything, bro.
You made
a lot of mistakes.
So, this person that decides tomorrow, maybe I want to get into graphic design,
could really benefit off of your mistakes.
Yeah.
But that's not going to just come to you for free.
Right, exactly.
You have to pay for that.
Right.
So this is another avenue where you can make money. Anything that you guys are good in and like have tested the waters and tried all that you could try within that field, it's a good idea to maybe compile that and sell it.
True, true.
You know, residual income is what we normally talk about as a very valuable source of income.
Right.
You don't have to work to make your money.
Yeah.
I saw 50 Cent say it the other day. He's like, I wasn't really making money until I made money without working.
Mm. And then the guests were just like, what? Right. He's like, yeah. When you're working for your money and you have to show up to a place and do something in order to make that money, you're subject to work.
Right.
You're not really making money. You're trading your time for money.
Right.
But he said once he's making the money, he twisted that scenario and brought it back to power. He's like, people was always asking me, why would you kill yourself off your own show?
Right.
Because the show doesn't need me. And now if I eject myself out of the show, I don't have to worry about working on it.
True.
The show is making bread, and I'm sitting back laughing. And to me, that was powerful. But again, this is 50 Cent, millionaire, mogul, millionaire, whatever, however that term is phrased. He's making bare money. Learn from what he's saying.
Right.
Watch what he's doing. Understand? So,
a lot of great conversation we had here today.
Yes, sir.
Great talking points, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of you guys, it's good to just take note of these things. Go back, like literally make notes. Why not?
Right.
Especially if you're young and aspiring and don't know these things that we're talking about, make notes of them, go back over them. And as you go along with whatever it is that you do, just think about these things and keep them in mind and you'll be successful.
Yes, sir.
So we appreciate you guys for listening to another episode of the People's Podcast. Once again, make sure to follow, like, subscribe, share, comment,
right,
all that good stuff. Hit us up on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Instagram. You could just get the link on the Instagram bio. Click whatever your favorite platform is, but we highly suggest the YouTube is what you guys go and follow and subscribe to.
And anybody who won the Amazon, just comment that in the comment box.
Yeah.
Tell me your name so I can ask you for $20.
You're a bird, you know. I really want to find out who takes these cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Let us know what you're going to purchase with it.
Yeah.
Not to get too back into conversation, but an idea I have moving forward is maybe once a month. One thing I want to do is because we started heavily talking about investments.
Yes.
Especially me, like I really got into that when we first started back the podcast. So what I want to do down the road, probably we'll start it next month, is for one episode, I want where we give away $100 through probably Wealthsimple
or something.
Okay. Or any trading platform.
Right.
But that $100, like in order to get that $100, you have to show us that you're a new investor.
Right.
You have to show us that you set up an account.
Yep.
And once you showed us that, we'll send you $100 as a gift because, you know, you're going in the right direction.
Yep.
And because we helped you get to that stage, we want to give you that as a gift. You know, we'll sort of implement stuff like that down the road. You know what I mean? But we're trying to encourage these type of things. They're important. Yeah. We want to see our generation do better.
Yeah.
We don't want to be at the bottom of the totem pole anymore.
Right.
We want to be looked at because we are the top of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're just being taken advantage of.
Absolutely.
When it comes to like the real money behind like NBA.
Yes. Yeah.
Hip hop, which are like the biggest platforms,
it's us
who runs it.
Yeah,
it's us that really is the entertainment.
Yeah.
And the talent.
Right.
It's just people who are taking advantage of that,
and we're not benefiting from it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How's your stocks doing, by the way?
Terrible right now. But I'm not doing it for quick plays.
Yes. Yes. And
I bought the stocks for long.
Are you buying now? Now that's down.
No, only because I reached my cap in the TFSA.
Okay.
So right now, my plan is just specifically real estate.
Okay.
And once I get into that ballpark, by January as well, I should have the extra $7,000 or $8,000 that I could put in TFSA.
Right.
I'm going to do that. So stocks aren't the best right now, but if you're getting into it for the first time, it's a great time to get in and buy.
Right.
But, you know, for those of you that don't really know much about that field, stocks in general, like a safe play and probably the best play instead of day trading, is buying stocks at a low price now and just letting them sit there for 10, 20 years, 30 years.
Yeah.
So that by the time 20 years passes, those stocks that you bought at $150 are now worth probably goddamn like triple that amount or more.
Right.
if anybody is out there, like, just type in something along the lines of, like, early investors in Amazon.
Yeah.
Early investors in Tesla.
Yeah.
Just see how they're doing right now. You could imagine if you bought Amazon stocks for like a $50-$60.
Yeah. They're laughing.
And at that time, it was not as easy as going on your phone and downloading an app.
Exactly. Yeah.
At that time, you had to go or call some guy in a suit to do this for you. But imagine Amazon is worth $2,500 right now.
Wow.
If you had bought, let's just say, $5,000.
That's one stock? 2,500?
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
If a stock was $50 and you bought $500 worth of stocks, do the math. There's some people out there that I heard have bought Amazon stocks for dollars, bro.
Wow.
I think it was like $2 and something I heard that somebody bought them for in the day.
And they're laughing.
Like, guys, just really pay attention to those things. Stop pissing away your money on stupidness.
Right.
Put aside some of that. Invest it.
We definitely got to get somebody who's really keen into, in terms of stocks.
Yeah. I have somebody still.
You do? And we need somebody in terms of crypto and NFTs and all that
stuff. I got somebody.
You do?
So it was the person that brought me in. I already told him, so I don't mind sharing. But it was the person who, one of the people, I should say.
Right.
But the initial person who I literally, like, you're knowledgeable on this?
Yeah.
Can we have, like, a Zoom? And he's, like, a guy that goes to Fets. That's
right.
So I wasn't even expecting any of what he had to share with me.
Right.
I'm like, can we do a Zoom one
day? One day you kind of just teach me the introduction stages of this?
Yeah.
He's like, no problem.
Okay.
He did it, and I was just in awe of what he was teaching me. And I'm like, yo, is that easy? I'm like, I thought it was. You have to call this guy in a suit. Trying to get stocks at a certain like I'm thinking traditionally, I know all of this.
Yeah.
When he broke it down to me, if my knucklehead self could figure this out, everybody listening to this could.
Bro, I've been saying this too.
Like, I always talk to my wife, and I always say, like if our community
knew how easy it was to tap into these kind of markets,
yeah.
Bro, that wealth gap would be a lot closer, bro. A lot closer.
And the problem is people don't have the patience for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people would buy into stocks, see that it dipped, and then panic.
Yeah.
And then be like, yo,
what is he doing?
Exactly.
But if you think about things historically and what's played out for the first 20 years of the stock market or whatever the case is versus now and what's going to happen, one, the world's only becoming a bigger place.
Right.
You know, in terms of the number of people. Right. So what does that mean? More people in the market.
Exactly.
So we're talking the stock market, that is going to rise because numbers in the world are getting bigger.
Yep.
It's just simple math. It's a numbers game.
Exactly.
So keep these things in mind, guys. We want to see the best
for us. We're diving into this space ourselves without full knowledge, but we see that it's the right direction to go in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And me, myself, like, I'm a very safe investor,
right?
You know, I'm not the guy. There are people who go out there day trading and constantly trying to make a quick dollar,
right?
And people who are good at it could do well,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's literally gambling.
Yep.
So remember how those dynamics work as well.
Right.
You know, when it comes to gambling, like a casino, there's a reason that they give you all you could eat,
right?
All you could drink,
right? Right.
You may think, they're very nice. No, it's because they understand.
They want you to spend your money.
They want you to spend the money, so they want you to have the best time possible because they know that gambling is a numbers game.
Right.
And you're not might lose more times than not. You will lose more times than not.
Yeah.
So they're like all of these things. Like, history repeats itself.
Yeah.
As Farm P says, patterns repeat.
Yeah.
You see what I mean, guys? So keep those things in mind. We appreciate you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. It's been another episode of The People's Podcast, and we out.
Peace.